And here's a story we've been following since last week. Back home, new information released yesterday reveals that those, it's fair to say, distracted pilots of Northwest Airlines Flight 188, which missed its landing strip in Minneapolis by 150 miles last week, were using their personal laptops with their air traffic control headphones off, and that's an FAA violation. The pilots told investigators they were using their computers to check crew schedules while in the cockpit. Joining us for more on this story is Patrick Smith. Patrick is an airline pilot and author of Ask the Pilot, the book and online column over at Salon.com. Patrick Smith, you are a commercial airline pilot, and I imagine pilots all over the world are sort of scrambling to figure out what went on here and how it applies to them. But laptops in the cockpit, is that normal?
No, it's not. And as I understand it, each airline has its own regulations as far as what is and isn't allowed during the cruise portion of flight.
And it seems like there are two big questions here, one that's significant regarding safety and the other that's significant just regarding airline passengers. Number one, if you have your headphones off and are distracted by a laptop, I'm assuming that the plane is relatively safe, but what's the worst case scenario here besides overshooting a runway?
Well, first, John, it's not a violation to have your headsets off during the cruise portion of flight. That's very common. During takeoff and landing, approach and departure, you do have your headset on, but during the cruise portion of flight, it's perfectly normal to have the headset off using the hand microphone and the overhead cockpit speakers. Two things about this.
Wait one second, though. Does that mean it's okay to be out of contact with air traffic control?
No, those are entirely different
things. All right. Okay, good.
Two things about this incident in general, John. First, I have to say I'm a bit dismayed at the way the media has really hyper-analyzed this incident, looking for symptoms of it being some kind of a systemic breakdown. And I'm just not seeing that. To me, it was a freak occurrence. I mean, somebody did something wrong, but it was not a near catastrophe, and it was an aberration.
All right, that's great, and that's fair, but just convince me that there's no worst-case scenario here, that there couldn't have been a collision or there couldn't have been something worse.
It was very unlikely, and that's not to say that they did the right thing. Right. Obviously, somebody dropped the ball here. The second thing I'd like to bring up, and this is important too, regardless of what the actual cause was, the incident has spun off a debate into pilot fatigue, because originally it was presumed by many people that the two pilots had fallen asleep.
Right.
And I think this is important because it's a constructive conversation that we should be having, because pilot fatigue, while it's not a crisis, is something that needs to be looked at because the regulators have not been aggressive with
and
it.
And it probably will be looked at as a result of this. Finally, Patrick Smith, you know, I got to say, maybe it's just me, but the idea that two pilots have laptops in the cockpit and are checking schedules on presumably some kind of wireless, or maybe not.
Maybe
it's not wireless, but that really kind of puts the lie to the whole malarkey about turn off all your electronic devices on takeoff, doesn't it?
It may have been a violation of company or FAA rules as far as crew members using laptops during cruise flight, but it was not the takeoff or landing portion of the flight. It was during cruise flight, so no, not really.
All right. Well, I had to ask you anyway. That's really true, though. It'll interfere with navigation?
Really? Potentially.
Potentially? Have you ever seen it?
No, I have not, but I've
John,
heard
you have to turn your cell phone off during. There's no way around it. You're going to have to turn it off.
All right, Patrick Smith, commercial air pilot and author of Ask the Pilot, the book and the online column over at Salon.com. Thanks so much for giving us some context there.